You're listening to the 238th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. And we are continuing studying the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perchavav Pasuk Dalad, chapter 26, verse 4 of Isaiah, Bitchu b'Hashem adayad. Trust in Hashem forever and ever. Ki b'ka Hashem tzur oylam. Because with the name Ka, Hashem fashioned the worlds. He brings here from the Chafetz Chaim and Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, he says, "Be'emes kasher yizbeinu ha'adam." The truth is that when a person contemplates, tzarech lizboishesh ulikolim, eich le'niftach b'Hashem. Chafetz Chaim says, if we think about things properly, we need to be embarrassed that we don't trust in Hashem. V'aktim ha'shbi'arti ha'kosuv, bitchu b'Hashem ad'yad ki b'ka Hashem tzur olamim. I want to explain the pasuk, which says, trust in Hashem forever and ever. Hashem created the world with the name Ka. Ubiyarti deloshen adeyad. Balahoyrison. What does it mean, trust in Hashem adeyad? Adeyad means forever and ever. It comes to teach us, says the Chafetz Chaim, Sha'ab vizmanenu. Sha'anu roing ksas hester ponim. No matter what, adeyad means forever and ever. That means in the olden days, so they would see Hashem's hand more clearly. Hashem would reveal himself more. You would see miracles. But we live in a different time. We live in a time where the miracles are not open, and Hashem hides himself. Hashem does not show himself that he's leading things as openly and as clearly as he did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the times of the Temple. And as a result of that, there are many people, who deny that Hashem even exists, heaven forbid. Even though we live in such a time, bitchu b'Hashem adayad, always trust in Hashem. No matter what the circumstances around you look like, no matter how the world around you believes, we gotta believe. We gotta know the truth. And that is that Hashem is there for us. He's taking care of us. He's inside of our hearts. He's in our lives. He brings here from the Katakemach. The Katakemach says like this. Miklale mesirus Hanefesh. What is the concept of Mesiras Nefesh? The word Mesiras Nefesh means giving up one's life. It means doing things, being willing to sacrifice for our Avodas Hashem. Ushayach shebedaitai, he called Maisei Hashem Yisbarach L'Toivah. Person needs to think inside of their mind that everything that happens in the world is from Hashem and it's for his good. Meshach Amr Chazal called the Avid Rachman L'Tav Avid. Everything that Hashem does is for good. That means that what he's saying is, the Katakemach, in the concept of Bitachon, that there's an obligation on us to be positive, to be optimistic, to believe that everything that happens to us, whether it looks good to us or it doesn't look good to us, it's all from Hashem. Kama Shem Chazal, we said already, whether a person is rich, whether a person is poor, they should recognize that everything that happens to me is from Hashem. Now he gives us the approach, if one is poor, one is destitute, what one does, how one should think, and if someone is rich, how they should think. Person is poor, he doesn't have bread, he doesn't have a shirt to wear. Be optimistic. Trust in Hashem. Believe that Hashem will give you the food you need. Hashem will give you the clothes you need. Hashem is going to give him the food, his sustenance. He won't be missing bread and clothes. Because the Master who created the entire universe, 13.8 billion light years across. So, he created the highest heavens and he created the lowest earth, the lowest beings, the amoebas, the bugs, the ants. He provides for every one of them. He gives them sustenance. So don't doubt. You too will have what you need. You too, you're a part of creation. Hashem naturally provides for all of his creations. That's what it means, says the Karakemach, when it says in the Pasuk, our Pasuk, trust in Hashem forever. Hashem created all the worlds, the highest realms, the spiritual realms, the lowest world, the smallest particles, the atoms. He gives everything sustenance. Yomar. It means to say, it's appropriate to trust in this master. All of the realms, the upper realms, the lower realms, all of the physical world and the spiritual world were created with these two letters of his name. And in this way, we can understand his honor, his greatness, the power of his great name, his perfect name, his complete name. So it's actually, it makes intellectual sense. Trust in Hashem. Why? Because he's got the power. He created everything. That's for a destitute person, a person who doesn't seem to have his needs. The Mish Asher who, let's say a person is wealthy. He's got what he needs. So it's easy to make a different mistake there. It's hard for a poor person to trust because he doesn't see that he has what he needs. But it's also hard for a rich person to trust because he thinks that he's the one doing it. The approach for that kind of person is to believe and know that Hashem gave him the wealth that he has. And Hashem gave it to him as a hafkada. It's his to watch. You're enjoying your wealth. You live in a house. You have food on your table. Western civilization, I think we're pretty much all wealthy, right? Appreciate the blessings that you have. Remember, remind yourself, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, my God. Thank you for giving this to me. I couldn't have gotten this without you. There's money in my bank account. Thank you, Hashem. I'm able to marry off my daughter. You sent me the money. You have many shluchim. You have many messengers. Thank you to the messengers. And thank you to you, Hashem, who sent those messengers. Think about the fact that it's a gift of Hashem. And it's God's kindness. Person needs to know, if you have wealth, it's not yours. You don't have anything, really, it's not really yours. Let's say you reached a position of leadership, a position of power. You're like King David, King Solomon. They're perfect examples. David and Shlomo HaMelech, they recognized that everything that they had was from Hashem. David was the one who built the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to build that place where we serve Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech built the actual temple, the Solomon's temple, the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaElamim, the Beis HaBechira. There was a sense that everything that they had was not theirs. It was clearly from Hashem, belonged to Hashem. He brings here a note on the bottom. The explanation here is that the person who is rich should trust in Hashem and not in his money, not in his wealth. I need to remind myself every moment, where did the money come from? It's not my boss. It's not my efforts. It's Hashem himself. He says, look in the Afla, the Sefer Afla, in Ksuvis, Daf Samach Zayin Aveiz. This is what he says. What does it mean that who is truly wealthy? The person who is happy with his lot. So of course we understand that on a simple level, you don't have to have a lot of money to be wealthy. If you appreciate how much you have and you realize you have everything that you need, you're wealthy. But it's also going to be true in another sense that a rich person has to recognize, in order to really be happy, they have to recognize the following. It means to say, don't trust in your money. A rich person has money. It's easy to trust. He knows how to make money. He's figured out the game. He's figured out the game of life. He's got the money. He's got the know-how. Don't trust it. Don't trust it. The way of a person is that when you make some money, you win the lottery, or you close a big business deal, You're happy. But you're happy in that moment when you have this new source of income. But when you get used to it, you're not so happy with it per se. But a wise person who realizes that that which he has is not really his. Every moment is a new gift. The feeling that I felt the first time I succeeded in whatever it was, the business deal, or the successful music that I put out. That first time, there was a good feeling. Don't take that for granted. Remember each and every time you succeed that it's Hashem. Samech b'chaleis. If you recognize that it's a gift each time from Hashem, then you'll be happy every time. There's a moving. Then that's the pshat. Izu asher asamech b'chelkai, recognizing that that which he has is from Hashem. A gift from Hashem. B'ze muvan madayis b'zayar Rav Hamnuna avimatzli amazayne kad yavino lemechal. Rav Hamnuna would daven every time that he got food. He would daven, Hashem, please send me food. They brought out the meal. His wife brought out the food. And he would, as he's about to eat, he would say, Hashem, please send me parnosa. Hashem, please send me food. What's that about? So, ba'use kami kutsha brichuhu amazoni. I'm sorry, ratzolemer, afsha yamucha in the front of, it means to say that even though the food was sitting right in front of him, it was ready, it was prepared, did not place his trust in it. When he was eating it, he recognized, he felt like, he reminded himself, this is from Hashem. This is from Hashem. And I'm just thinking about it in terms of, we're learning together, and we can open a sefer, we can turn on the podcast. We get this, it's coming every week. This new limud, it's a deep lesson, it's from Hashem too. Right? There's physical food to sustain our physical bodies, and there's spiritual food to sustain our spirit. And every time we need to remind ourselves, hey, this is a teaching of Hashem. This is something that we're studying together that helps us get close to Hashem. This is a gift from Him. He wants us to come close to Him. He's reaching out to us and giving it to us. So beautiful. So Rav Hamnuna would daven, as he received it, he would say, Hashem, send me more food. I want to recognize that this food is from you. Please, Hashem, let the sustenance not stop. Let that channel always be open. Let's continue our connection. Yaakov Avinu, when he has a revelation of Hashem, Hashem says, I'm going to be with you. So Yaakov says, please, Hashem, just give me food. And give me clothing. Food to eat and clothing to wear. She just said, please Hashem, help me be able to eat, help me be able to have clothes, help me be able to get dressed. Why did he have to say, give me bread to eat and clothes to wear? What he means to say is, the food that's already ready to eat. The clothes that are already ready to be worn. Aval pikein. He's not just asking for clothing for later, for bread for later. He's saying, please give me the recognition. Help me remind myself that the clothes that I have right now to wear, the food that I have right now to eat, that it's from you.
I want to feel like you're giving it to me now. I already have it, but Hashem, the shirt that I'm wearing, my Hashem, help me have that feeling of hischatshus. Help me have that new feeling that this is new, this is mine, this is from you, it's a gift. This that I have, that is mine. It's really yours that you're giving to me. Help me have that sense that it's a gift. Beautiful pshat from the Hafla.
All right, let's see. We'll read one more thing here from the Ramban. The Sefer Emuna, and be talking from the Ramban. He says like this, Omer Anavi, bitchu b'Hashem adayad, ki b'ka Hashem tzur elamim. Trust in Hashem forever, for with the name Ka Hashem fashioned the world. Now he says a different pshat in the words adayad. We said, bitchu b'Hashem adayad, until now we understood it to mean, trust in Hashem forever and ever.
But the Ramban is going to say a different shot. Hizkir Hashem Tchila, V'yachar Kach Amar Adayad, Amar Adavar Shein L'Soif. It says Hashem's name first. It doesn't say Bitchu Adayad Bashem. Trust forever in Hashem. It doesn't say that. It says Bitchu Bashem Adayad. So he understands this as follows. The word Adayad means something that has no end, something that's infinite. Loimar lecho ki Adayad Shevachu Hashem. Adayad, the very words Adayad are actually a description of Hashem. What does that mean? Kemoi ki Hashem El Yoin Noira. For example, we find that Tehillim Mem Zayin, it says, Hashem is exalted and awesome. So, V'chein zeh bitchu b'Hashem Adayad, what does it mean here? Trust in Hashem Adayad. Klamer nitzchi v'kayim Adayin Saif. It's saying that Hashem is Adayad. It's saying that Hashem is forever and ever. Hashem is an unceasing entity. Hashem is beyond time. Hashem is eternal. Hashem is beyond anything that we can imagine. It's like describing Hashem as the one who is faithful and is an omen, is an artist. He's the faithful artist who creates the world. He's the one who lasts forever. He is forever and ever. Bitchu b'Hashem Adayad. Trust in the God who is eternal. Afterwards, the pasuk says, "For the name Ka Hashem fashioned the world." Kolaymer, miyuchad tzor elamim b'chol mida umida sheyesh lo. So he understands, not as we translated, that Hashem created the world with the name Ka, but rather, he says that there are two names here. There's Ka, and there's Hashem. There's Ka, Yud, and He. And then there's the name Yud Ke Vav Ke, the four-letter name of Hashem. These two names have two different connotations, and they denote, as we'll see in a moment, Hashem's judgment, and Hashem's rachamim, is His compassion. So Hashem has different midos. Hashem has different ways of interacting with us. We experience Hashem in different ways. Whether we're talking about the name of Hashem, the midah of Hashem, which denotes His judgment, His dealing with reality, with limitations, that's denoted by the name Yud Hey. Yasur Yisrani Ka. We said today, it's Hanukkah, and we said Hallel today. And Yasur Yisrani Ka, David HaMelech says that Hashem, the name Yud Ke, that name, Hashem gave me difficulties. Right? So it refers, the name Yud Ke is used in the context of boundaries and difficulties. Ki Yad Al Kes Ka, in reference to Amalek, who is the mortal enemy of the Jewish people, it uses the name Yud Ke. In speaking about Hashem holding against us our sins, a prayer that He not do that, but He uses the word Ka. So that's denoted, that aspect of Hashem's judgment is denoted by the name Ka. Precious Rabbah brings this pasuk. Praiseworthy is the one who is given difficulties by Hashem, but he learns from the Torah. He continues to learn from the Torah. That aspect is the aspect of somebody who's standing in front of a judge, and the judge is judging him. And also we have in this pasuk the name of Hashem, which is Yud Ke Vav Ke, which denotes Hashem's ultimate compassion, His love. He is the indwelling presence within everything, and we are all encompassed, we're encompassed by Him. He's inside of us, He surrounds us, and we are all unified within Him. That's what it means. These two aspects Hashem uses to fashion the worlds. So, really what we're saying is, we're saying entrust in Hashem. Trust in Hashem who is eternal. He's beyond time. We exist within time. We exist within Him. Trust in Him because He, with compassion and with judgment, has created the entire world. All that we see, all that happens to us, every single event in reality is a manifestation of Hashem. So if you want to know who to trust, you want to know what to believe as far as the events in your life, how do I know? Hey, is this good? Is this bad? What's happening to me? Is this from Hashem? Is it from some other source? There's only one source. There's only one being who's beyond time, who is eternal, who His midos are manifest sometimes through challenges and sometimes through clear and open love. But at the root of it all is our Father, Hashem, God Himself, who is the power, who has everything that we need, gives us everything that we need, and we can trust in Him forever and ever. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.